This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Gold Coast Suns are absolutely flying off the back of the form of this man. It's Matty Rao.
Left-handed handball to Matt Rao. Turns, side on goal. Matt Rao goes, bang!
Wow.
Did really well to Rao. How good is this man? He's left foot from 55. I'll tell you what, this will bring the house down.
Hey!
Put a little hand pass to Rose. This little gift to Rao. Kick around the body from 25 as he put it through. Matty Rao!
Star Bill, we know
yes,
it.
We do.
Go that high in the draft. You're blissfully talented, but he's backing it up with what he's doing on the field. Welcome to you, Rowler.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
We just played the last time we had you on. We had to go into a team meeting and you cut us short.
Oh, yeah. I stuffed that one. The timing wasn't great, so sorry about that. I'll try and redeem myself.
No, it was an ordinary question from Jim.
It was
Jim,
a great question.
And understandable.
Rowler and I are mates, by the way. We sat at, didn't we? Sat at a function not long ago.
Yeah, we had a bit of dinner. We had a nice steak, didn't we?
Funny oath we did. It was funny because it was late.
What's this for?
The Suns came to town.
Oh, yes.
And they met with all the different media outlets.
Yeah.
So we sat down at the Graham Hotel in Port Melbourne, which is beautiful, by the way.
Right,
and I came in late because I was at Buddy Tubbs' golf day.
Well, you have
to. Brian missed it as well.
Yeah, Brian
was supposed to sit next to me.
Yeah, that's it. So I sat next to Rowley.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, Brian. I don't know what happened to Brian.
He would have been on a podcast.
I was doing a panel for Tub. Anyway, I sat down. I'm listening to Dougie Evans. He finishes.
Yes.
And Rowley turns around to me and says, "How you going anyway?" And we had a bloody good night, didn't we?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We had some good chats.
Noah Anderson was there. Lacocious was there.
Took? Where's Took?
Benny King was there. Took was down the other end.
Took was down the other end. You wanted to be down our end.
Oh,
was good.
Exactly.
We were the Hollywood end of the table.
We get him on a bit and we like Took.
He's a good man. He's a good man.
Now, Rowler, I know I've been trying to bloody prize this vision out of Noah Anderson.
What's that?
And I can't. What am I talking about?
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the cricket down in Brunswick when we had a bit of a break, some of us boys, 4-day break. This was talked about at the dinner. And, yeah, we just played teams, you know, a bit of backyard cricket. It was built up a bit. And, I didn't perform, and it was a shocking day for me.
So what they did, they set the phone up to be the third umpire.
Oh, good.
So that was from behind. Yes.
So it's in the backyard.
Yeah.
In
the backyard. We had the tripod set up behind. it was, I think it was 4v3. We were a team of three, and batting performance for myself, bowling as well. I think only took one wicket for the day, but yeah, it was a bit of vision, and it's not great looking back on it. It was bad sportsmanship.
Rowler,
it
is superb, is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know who the bowler was.
I think it was Lacocious.
He's got strangled down the leg side.
Yeah.
And it's a bloody good...
I never go out that way either.
He's still not happy with it.
Yeah.
Got caught down the
Sounds
leg
like
side.
Travis
a bloody
head.
Good catch,
Travis
too.
Head.
No gloves or anything. Yeah. He's caught down the leg side. So the boys are going off tap. They're running around.
Got him.
And Rowler's looking at the ground. And
right in my face. They're up in my grill.
They were in his grill giving it to him. And after about 4 seconds...
Yeah.
He's got the wand
and
just cleaned all three up.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. You know, I know it wasn't good, but it was. I was angry. I was very angry. I couldn't believe it.
I loved it.
Worst way to go.
Played backyard cricket, and that's part of the thing. You can't be dismissed without
That just shows you your value, your wicket. I like that. Now, the other thing, speaking of vision, Matt. The grass.
Yeah.
Now, what is going on there? Do you actually like grass? Do you eat grass? Or is it, what is that all about, please?
It was all about, you know, just feeling connected with the turf, you know. You know, a bit of taste, bit of feel, you know. I'd go out there barefoot, feel the grass between my toes, have a bit in the mouth, you know. Look around, just, I don't know, get a sense of the atmosphere. Yeah, the taste was a bit of an odd one, but I chew it a bit and I don't know, it was just something I was kind of trying and did throughout last year. And yeah, then the cameras got me got me munching on it. So yeah. But yeah, that's all it was really.
It does. Would have come out.
Going beautifully, by the way, I lowered your colours to the Giants and there's
it was a good game.
No shame
it was
in that, very by the good way. Game, they're a bloody outstanding side. But kicked a goal, had 26, 19 contested. Your own footy's going beautifully.
Yeah, feeling good individually. Loving the role that I'm able to play as part of the team. And, yeah, I feel like, we're playing some good footy and I'm really enjoying my footy at the moment, yeah.
It was a good good game. Anderson was good, Rao was good, and Took. But yep. I tell you what, some Landers. Young boys. Mac Andrew, he had a very, very good game, and so did Flanders.
Yeah, they both have really good games. I really Mac's a great player to watch. He reads the ball really well and just goes for it. He's got those big long arms, long levers, and he just plucks them out of the air and good on ground level for a big fella too. So really important play for us, and I think he can have a good year. And Sammy Flanders too went down back and had a good impact. He's good with the footy, so getting the ball in his hands is always good.
All right, we're gonna have a little break. We've got to ask about Dimmer.
Dimmer.
The three-time Premiership superstar coach. He's just gone up there and straightened things out a touch.
He has.
More with Gold Coast Suns star Matt Rowe next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He was about to walk out with his headphones on. No, and they were going to go twang.
Gold Coast Suns superstar Matt Rowell has stuck around. By the way, JB, this weekend is also the Suns' annual round to Rise Up, where they aim to raise $30,000 for their charity partner, Rise Up, to help bring awareness to family and domestic violence.
I like it. Matty Rowell is a star now. How's Dimmer going, the champ? Has he narrowed those eyes at you yet, Rowell, or have you had a bit of a spray from him?
He's been good. I don't think I've got any his worst spray yet. I think we're still waiting for that. I think we know that he can give a good one. So, but he hasn't given his best yet. I don't think, but he's been good.
Oh, stand by. Hey, why are you nicknamed Diesel at the club?
it's a funny one. I was getting a. What in pre-season this year, I was getting a new car delivered up, and I got my other one traded in.
Yes.
So I was waiting for my new one to get here, and in the meantime, we're partners with Sixth, who are these cars. Yeah,
yep.
And so I said, would I be able to drive that around for a few weeks just while my new car's coming? Yep, no worries, thanks. They were great about it. Anyway, I ended up needing to get some petrol about a week in.
Oh, no.
And I just assumed that, probably unleaded. so I chuck in about, a full tank's worth of unleaded.
Oh,
and I get it and I drive around, no worries. And then I'm actually picking up one of my sisters from the airport 1 week and the car starts going. And I go, oh, crap, what's happened here? And I have a good look at the keys and everything. I see it's Diesel.
Oh,
I fully stuffed the engine, I think. And yeah. So that's why I'm called Diesel.
I love that. I've done that myself. The only difference between you and me is I actually didn't drive. I realised halfway through that I'd put the wrong petrol
you
in
idiot.
There.
It's not that hard.
Well, it's bloody expensive.
I've realised that.
Yeah. Well, they've got a big sticker saying Diesel on the cap.
I think we're all aware of that.
Well, why would you do
not
it?
Not only was it a full tank because it was a big Land Cruiser, then I had to get it towed to Toyota and then they had to bloody pump it out. It was about $580 later, Rowler.
Yeah, no, I was the same. I had to get the towing bike out as well.
Tell me,
poor old Six.
Lots of good young mids we were just talking about, a few of the young boys that have come through and started playing. Now, it's important that they're good, Matty, because you want to play well, but you don't want them to be that good that you get eased out somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's some good talent coming through, so I'm feeling a bit nervous. I think it's a good thing, though, for the club that, the young boys are coming through and pushing for games. It puts everyone on high alert and making sure that you're playing well. So I think it's a really good thing.
So the boys that started on the weekend, talk us through a couple of them. Who impressed you?
I thought Sam Closey was really good out on the wing. Showed some good composure out there with the ball in hand. Will Graham, who was in the midfield with me, really pretty hardened body for his age, and really strong in there. I thought he was good. Ethan Reed, since he's come in, is is good, you know, playing up forward and a bit of ruck. I thought I thought he was good. I thought all the boys that had their first games stood up really well.
Ethan Reid, 202 centimetres, Jim, and can run. Hey, what the great thing is there, Sam Flanders and Humphreys are both from Maui. How good's that? Yep. Both been good players. Manny Galagotis there, the president of Maui, has done a good job there.
Bernard Vince.
Exactly. Hey, I tell you what else, a lot of the blokes seem to be signing on for the Swans up there, which is a great
thing. And even the Suns, too.
Even the Suns too, Matty.
Yeah, the Swannies. Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, everyone's signing on. I think they're all happy to be here, which is a good sign of how things are, I think. Yeah, we're all loving our footy up here. It's good.
Resident of Burley.
Yeah.
So you just wander into the Pav every now and then, Rowler, just
got a gold ticket.
See if there's a spot for you.
Yes, yeah, the Pav is a good little watering hole, so... Yeah, no, Burley Heads, it's a good spot. A lot of the boys are around that area, so we do like it around there. It's nice.
The coach is around there too, so you wouldn't want to just be sidling up and Dimmer walks in.
Yeah, I know, I know. He's always out walking the dog as well, so he's always on watch a bit, so you never know.
If he knocks on the door with a dog... Probably don't accept it.
That wasn't him. That was Clarko.
That was Clarko. And, yeah, Grant Birchall. So totally different.
Two good questions in a row.
Two in a row. Well, I'll give him another good one. Who do you live with?
I live with Jack Lukosius. He bought a house in Valley Head. So I said, yeah, I'll come in with you. So it's been good.
Any rent?
Yes.
Yeah, no, there's a bit of rent. He's putting in a pool soon too, which would be nice. So the rent might go up. But,
Lukosius
and underpaying our boy.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell's going on?
Is he laconic at home like he is on the ground?
Yes. He's very much like that. Pretty relaxed sort of bloke. Oh. He's very relaxed.
And your body, after you had shoulder issues and knee issues and all the stuff that held you back, you look like you're running on top of the ground.
Yeah, body's feeling good. Been able to play a few years now of full seasons and full pre-season. So body's feeling good, feeling fit, which is great.
All right, mate. Hawks at home. Yes. And what else do we need to let everyone know about this game, please, Rabbits?
It's the Rise Up game, so they want to raise awareness and $30,000 for their charity partner, Rise Up, to help bring awareness to family and domestic violence. This is the main game on Triple M Melbourne as well, and it's the main game on Channel 7 too, I believe.
It is, bloody oath it is.
Beautiful. Good
game. Big stage for you, Matty Rout.
Yeah, Channel 7 game, that's nice. It'll be good. Looking forward to the Hawks game. Should be a good game.
Well done, Diesel.
All right, mate. We love everything you're doing. It's good to catch up, and nice you didn't have a team meeting, so you could give us the full interview.
Yeah, that was nice. I think I redeemed myself. Thanks for having me, boys.
Well done.
On you, Matty.
Matty Rowell, Gold Coast Suns superstar on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.